10 years ago today, a train travelling 97 miles an hour derailed at Potters Bar Station.
The train came very fast and hit the side where people were sitting.
Six people on board the train were killed. A seventh elderly person lost her life when she was hit by falling masonry as she walked from under the bridge on Darks Lane. Within 20 minutes, Gary Sanderson from Hertfordshire's ambulance service joined his colleagues who were treating the 76 other injured people.
It was chaotic. There was hundreds and hundreds of members of public milling around. You know, all our colleagues in all the blue light services frantically getting equipment off their vehicles, rushing to the platform where the train had derailed and trying to treat and save people's lives.
Linda Price's son's friend escaped injury but witnessed the carnage.
He kind of went up to a lady there, or lots of people that had been hit, and he was holding a lady, and therefore she just sort of died in his arms.
The London to King's Lynn train was wedged under the station's roof, the incident blamed on a set of faulty points on the line, which ultimately saw Network Rail fined £3 million for breaching health and safety regulations.